I'm Andrew Green with this edition of Flick Pick. This past week, I watched The Foreigner. It's a 2017 film starring Jackie Chan and Pierce Brosnan. In The Foreigner, Jackie Chan is a London restaurant owner whose daughter is killed in a bombing by the IRA early in the movie. He pleads with police to give him information on who's responsible, but they don't know anything. Meanwhile, Pierce Brosnan, Northern Ireland's liaison to the British government, is also trying to figure out who's behind this bombing. Chan contacts him, but doesn't believe him when Bronson says he doesn't know who's responsible. Chan then decides to take matters into his own hands. We gradually learn that he's got a unique set of skills and once was trained by the U.S. Special Forces. His wife and two other daughters were murdered before he made his way to London with his only remaining daughter. Now with her gone, he has nothing, so he springs into action to bring the killers to justice. So, The Foreigner, on the surface, seems like a pretty basic, older action star kind of movie, right? A man seeks revenge for his daughter's murder and kills a bunch of people? Yes, on the surface, that's what The Foreigner is, but this movie is actually a bit deeper than that. I say that because of all the IRA intrigue going on with Pierce Brosnan. The Foreigner feels more like a Michael Mann-style thriller than a basic action revenge movie. Pierce Brosnan takes us into the world of IRA politics, where former hot-headed bombers are now responsible leaders who urge moderation among the younger set. Brosnan himself has apparently reformed from his firebrand early days and now advocates for peace, but there's something a bit slimy about him. As The Foreigner goes on, Jackie Chan goes to increasingly audacious lengths to get information out of Brosnan. Now, these are both actors who I like, and so I loved the few scenes they had together. Brosnan is not a nice guy in this movie, and Jackie Chan is unstoppable. The cat-and-mouse game he's playing with Pierce Brosnan makes for some excitement. The IRA intrigue going on here with the terrorist cell operating in London and trying to figure out who ordered the bombing, etc., raises The Foreigner to a level higher than, say, a Taken film. I think that's because this movie is based on a book. The book is called The Chinaman, so I can't imagine why they changed the title. Anyway, it's worth noting this book was published in 1992, which I think explains all this IRA stuff. I mean, are they still active? I haven't heard about them bombing anything in a while. Look, I apologize for my ignorance, but I think this movie would have made a bit more sense in 1992, what with the IRA being a major thing in it. Is there still a liberation movement for Northern Ireland? I actually don't really know, and that's because I'm an idiot. Look, I'll look it up later, okay? Anyway, the action scenes in The Foreigner are good. Jackie Chan is getting up there in age, but he's got some good fight scenes in this film as he's pursued in the woods outside of Brosnan's farm. He's living like an animal out there, intent only on justice. Meanwhile, the walls are closing in on Pierce Brosnan in multiple ways, creating some stress. I love how Jackie Chan plays against type in this movie. He's dark and sullen, no slapstick here, and he's good at it. Jackie Chan is such a multi-talented entertainer that it should be no surprise he can also do drama. Brosnan is also great as this sinister former terrorist. There's a scene where he shoots a guy at point-blank range. Nice. This picture is shot and paced well. Director Martin Campbell is no slouch. He directed Casino Royale. I think everyone did a good job here. Hey, I liked The Foreigner quite a bit. It's a good, entertaining thriller. Check it out. I give The Foreigner a 4 out of 5 for this edition of Flick Pick.